Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 15 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we continue our mini-drama entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. You may remember our characters, Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole, from our last broadcast. But before we reintroduce these two characters, let's read again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. You know, people often turn to counselors who tell them what their itching ears want to hear, as is the case with our character, Johnny Lukewarm, who comes into Pastor Loophole's office to get advice.
Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today?
Johnny Lukewarm's brow furrows with concern.
Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?
Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God.
Johnny Lukewarm breathes a big sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly, with his itching ears, searching for some way of escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. But the Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. Now let's continue with loophole number 23, entitled, You'll Never Get Rid of Your Flesh. So here's Pastor Loophole again.
Johnny, holiness is just not possible in this lifetime because your physical body, or your flesh, is inherently sinful. Your flesh is full of raging hormones and wicked desires which you can never control. So it's just not possible to be totally free from sin until you die and you leave your flesh behind, and you can finally be holy once you're up in heaven. But not during this lifetime. And if holiness isn't possible in this lifetime, then it must be optional. You can still go to heaven, even if you're not holy in this lifetime.
Time out! Let's look at the scriptures, everybody, and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that your physical body, or your flesh, will cause you to be tempted in this lifetime. But that doesn't mean you have to sin. If your stomach is hungry, you'll probably be tempted toward gluttony, but you don't have to give in to that. If your hormones are raging, they might even tempt you toward sexual immorality, but that doesn't mean you have to give in to that. You can learn self-control and master the desires of your flesh in this lifetime. It really is possible to live a holy life, not after you die, right now. You know, the only visible difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is that a Christian masters his flesh. Christians are tempted by their flesh just like non-Christians are. But Christians are not ruled by their flesh. Even Jesus was tempted by his fleshly desires, but he didn't give in to that, and you don't have to either. And the Apostle Paul was tempted by his sinful nature, and he described that wrestling against his flesh in Romans chapter 7. But then in Romans 8, he got set free by the empowering Spirit of God. Paul wrote that we could be controlled not by the sinful nature, the flesh, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. That's the secret of mastering your flesh. Just invite the Spirit of God to come and rule in your heart. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Don't believe that holiness is impossible in this lifetime. It's not only possible, it's mandatory, or you won't make it to heaven. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. And it also says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. If the Spirit of God lives in you, you can live a life of self-control and master your flesh, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Okay, now let's switch gears again and hear loophole number 24.
You're only human, Johnny, says Pastor Loophole. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. We're all human, so you can't be holy 100% of the time. Even Michael Jordan, perhaps the best basketball player in the world, couldn't hit all of his free throws. So if holiness isn't possible all the time, then it must not be required. You can go to heaven without living a holy life, because after all, you're only human.
Time out. Let's look at the scriptures again, everybody. First, I want to acknowledge that nobody's perfect when it comes to knowledge or judgment or ability to reason or mental or physical ability. We're all imperfect human beings in these areas. But the lie is that no human being can be morally perfect in this lifetime, and everybody has to make mistakes morally. That's a lie. Sins are not mistakes, and sins are not accidents. Whenever you sin, you do it intentionally, not by accident. The Bible says, anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sins. So just because you're not a super genius or a super athlete, doesn't mean you can't live a perfect life in your character. You can and you must. The Bible says, anyone who claims to live in Christ must walk as Jesus did. Now, in our last broadcast, we proved three different ways that perfect holiness is actually possible in this lifetime. So if you missed that, just write to us and request cassette number L14. But for this teaching, let me clarify that moral perfection is different than physical or mental perfection. For example, the Bible teaches that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Jesus was morally perfect. But that doesn't mean he was perfect in knowledge, because he admitted he didn't know the time of his own return. And that doesn't mean he was perfect physically. It's entirely probable that Jesus might have tripped on rocks and spilled some milk, and I'm sure he missed a few free throws on the basketball court. But these aren't sins, they're accidents. Jesus wasn't perfect physically or mentally, but he was perfect morally. When Jesus played basketball with the disciples, he committed zero intentional fouls. So it's okay if you're not perfect physically or mentally, you got to be perfect morally, just like Jesus was. The Bible says, anyone who claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Now, when you do sin, don't excuse it by saying, well, I'm only human. That's no excuse. Your humanity doesn't excuse you, it just proves how guilty you are. You're not an animal without a conscience or a soul. You're not some wild beast who feels no conviction or remorse or knows no right or wrong. God didn't create you to be a slave to your lusts and your sensual urges like pigs and dogs. You are a human being. You're created in the image of God, and you have a free will. And your conscience knows right from wrong. And you have complete moral faculties. And since you are a free moral agent, not some animal, you're completely responsible to choose what is right. After all, you're only human. Now here's Pastor Loophole again with loophole number 25.
Oh, I suppose holiness might be theoretically possible, says Pastor Loophole. But nobody's ever achieved it except Jesus. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So anybody who claims to be holy is a liar, Johnny. And if nobody but Jesus was actually holy in this lifetime, then you can't be holy either.
Do you actually think you can equal the holiness of the second person of the Trinity? Nobody's ever achieved that level of holiness, so if it's not possible, then it must not be required. You don't have to be holy, and you can still go to heaven. Jesus forgives your sins, even while you continue to enjoy them. Time out! Let's go back to the scriptures, everybody. Let's rightly divide the word of truth. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that everybody in history has sinned at some point in their life, except Jesus. We all fall short, and we all need a Savior, and Jesus was the only man to live a sinless life over his entire lifetime. But the lie is that after you become a Christian, and after you confess and forsake your known sins, that you still can't live the rest of your life in actual holiness, just like Jesus did. That's a lie! You can walk in consistent holiness, and the Bible is full of people whose behavior was blameless, just like Jesus, after they got saved. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John, no one who has been born of God will continue to sin. He cannot go on sinning because he's been born of God. Did you know the Bible lists dozens of people who live blameless and sinless lives, living in actual consistent holiness for extended periods of time, just like Jesus did? And if they lived consistently holy lives, then we can too. Here's some examples. Did you know that Adam and Eve lived morally perfect lives?
Adam and Eve were not holy, says Pastor Loophole. They sinned when they ate the fruit off that tree.
Well, yes, they did. But how many days or months or even years did they walk in the garden with God before they fell, living in actual, perfect, consistent holiness? You know, before Adam and Eve sinned, didn't they walk in perfect holiness, just like Jesus did for some definite period of time? Now, here's another example. Did you know that King David only sinned once in his entire lifetime? The Bible says in 1 Kings 15 that King David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and had not failed to keep any of the Lord's commands all the days of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. Now, if David lived in sinless perfection for many, many years before that one sin with Bathsheba, and many, many years again after he repented of that one sin, then it must be possible for us to do that too. Did you know the Apostle James lived a holy life? Do you really think James was a hypocrite, or did he practice what he preached? He said, "Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do." James was somebody who practiced what he preached. He lived a holy life, both in faith and in deeds. The Apostle Paul also lived a holy life.
Paul wasn't holy, says Pastor Loophole. Paul wrote in Romans 7, "What I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do."
Yes, but then Paul got saved. In Romans 8, Paul rejoices because he's free from his deadly sins. He says, "Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death." Sin no longer ruled Paul. That's why he could write, "My conscience is clear." And he said, "Our conscience testifies that we've conducted ourselves in this world in the holiness and sincerity that are from God." And Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy and righteous and blameless we were among you who believed." Holy, righteous, and blameless. Sounds kind of like Jesus, doesn't it? Actually, it was Paul.
"But Paul wasn't perfect," says Pastor Loophole. "He had a thorn in the flesh, or a messenger of Satan who tempted him to fall into sin."
Yes. But what was God's promise to Paul? God said, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness." You know, when you're weak and being tempted into sin, God's influential and strengthening grace can empower you to live a holy and blameless life. The Bible says Jesus is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault. Don't tell him his grace isn't strong enough to save you. It was strong enough to save Paul because Paul wrote, "In Christ we have been made holy and have been set free from sin." Now I'll be back in a minute with more examples of holy and blameless people, not just Jesus. But now let's take a short break.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast. which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L15. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Did you know the Apostle John lived a holy life?
John wasn't holy, says Pastor Loophole. John said, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Ah, yes, John would never claim to have never sinned. Only Jesus has never sinned. Anyone who claims they've never sinned is a liar. But what happened after John confessed and repented of his sins? The next verse says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. Do you think John was purified from all unrighteousness, or do you think he just kept on sinning until he died? He must have been purified, because later on he wrote, no one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. John knew this from personal experience. Did you know the Apostle Thomas lived a holy life?
Thomas wasn't holy, says Pastor Loophole. That's why they called him the Doubting Thomas.
Yes, but that's before he repented. After he repented, Thomas called Jesus, my Lord and my God. Then he became a missionary to India, and he became a martyr, like the other holy, holy disciples who followed Jesus. Can we at least be as holy as Thomas was, and repent and call Jesus my Lord and my God? Did you know the Apostle Peter also walked in actual holiness, just like Jesus did?
Peter wasn't holy, says Pastor Loophole. Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
Well, yes, he did, but that was before. After he repented of that, God empowered him to live a holy life, and he preached, just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy. And he also wrote, he who has suffered in this body is done with sin. Now, when Peter was suffering and being crucified upside down for his faith, do you think he was done with sin by that point? Or do you think Peter continued to sin right up until the moment he died? No. Peter said, he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. Now, Jesus and the apostles weren't the only people to walk in consistent holiness for an extended period of time. Many of the early Christians everywhere lived holy lives. Peter wrote to them, you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Now, were the early Christians a holy nation or an unholy nation? And many of the church in Corinth were holy people. Some preachers label the Corinthians as carnal Christians. But you know, I think there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. God only sees Christians and non-Christians who pretend that they're saved and going to heaven when they're really not. Anyway, Paul described the Corinthian church as those sanctified in Christ Jesus, who call on the name of our Lord Jesus, their Lord and ours. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Carnal sinners is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified. And many people in the Philippian church lived in sinless perfection. Paul commended them. He said, you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more in my absence. You mean they always obeyed? You know, if the Philippians can always obey, then we can too. Many members of the church in Rome lived in sinless perfection. Paul wrote, thanks be to God, though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. They weren't slaves to sin anymore. They were slaves to righteousness. Wow! Now, if all these people in the Bible were able to walk in actual holiness, just like Jesus did, then do you think it's impossible for you to walk like Jesus did? Don't say, only Jesus was holy, so I don't have to be holy. Holiness is not optional for you, it's mandatory. If you don't walk like Jesus did, don't claim to be a Christian. The Bible says, anyone who claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. And if you continue to sin, don't claim to be born again. The Bible says, no one who is born of God will continue to sin. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. Now, I agree that all of us, even seasoned Christians and myself, may stumble into sin now and then. But you know, the biggest difference between Christians and non-Christians is that Christians don't continue to sin. When they fall down, they get up again, and they repent. The Bible says, though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. But if you continue to sin, and you don't get up again when you fall, and you don't turn back to God, then God does not forgive your sins. The Bible says in Hebrews 10, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we've received knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So if you've failed and you've sinned, don't deliberately keep on sinning. Get up one more time than you fall. Return to God every time you sin. Don't just lay there and wallow in your sins thinking that holiness is impossible. But what if I lived a holy life for many years? Asks Johnny lukewarm. And then just a split second before death, I had one tiny lustful thought, and then I got hit by a truck, and I died before I could repent. Would God send me to hell then? That's a tough question. Let me think for a moment. Yes, Johnny, you would go to hell, because right now your heart is unchanged and unrepentant. The very reason you even ask this question is because you're looking for some loophole, and you don't want to live a holy life. What you're really asking is, how much sin can I get away with and still get into heaven? But God sees right through your agenda, and God demands your unconditional surrender. Now, if you really lived a holy life, and then you sinned just a split second before death, and it was physically impossible for you to repent, then repentance might not be required. But really, most of the people who ask this question wallow in their sins for years and years, avoiding all the multitudes of opportunities to repent, and they delay and delay and put it off, and then they die suddenly and unexpectedly, and they're cast into hell. So here's the bottom line. Don't delay repentance. Do it today, right now. Don't die with unconfessed sin in your life. Confess and forsake all your known sins, right now. Be ready at all times. Keep your lamps full of oil. Keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Live a holy life. Many people wait and wait and wait to repent, and they enjoy their sins as long as they can, hoping that someday they can do a deathbed confession, and they can slide on into heaven. But if that's you, I can just about guarantee that you won't make it. Judgment will come to you suddenly and unexpectedly, like a thief in the night when you're not expecting it. And you won't be ready unless you repent right now. Today is the day of your salvation. God demands you repent immediately. Let's pray together. Would you stop what you're doing and pray these words with me to God? Go ahead and say them out loud with me. Father in heaven, I confess that I've been delaying repentance, and I've been wallowing in my sins, and I've been hoping that holiness was optional. But deep down inside, I know that's a lie. I know that repentance and holiness are not optional, they're mandatory. So right now, I repent and I turn to God. I forsake all my known sins, and I choose to walk in holiness from this day forward consistently until I die. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, I invite you to personally come and rule my heart right now. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Did you just pray with me? If you just prayed with me, would you raise your right hand up to God? Wherever you are, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up to God as a sign that you prayed with me and gave your heart back to Him. Some of you who can hear my voice are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. We've got to skip over the next two loopholes about waiting for God to make you repent, which he won't do because you have to do it voluntarily, and also about Pelagianism, which I refute in my book. So you'll have to get our book, because in our very next broadcast, we'll finally talk about eternal security. Now, I love you, and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks everybody for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L15. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, The Number One Reason America is Losing Its Moral Foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmidt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc, and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.